This is your live, actually, music show on Radio Reverb. Brighton & Hove's community radio station on 97.2 FM in the Brighton & Hove area and streaming live on the internet at www.radioreverb.com. Oh, and also this show is available to listen to again, download, share and other things as a podcast at liveinbrighton.podomatic.com. And this week, we're very lucky once again to have an actual live band actually in the studio going to be playing for us. It's just after 5 o'clock on Saturday, the 15th of December, 2012. Hello, people of the future. Anyway, if you're listening to the podcast somewhere far away. So we are actually in the Old Steen in Brighton. And how wet is it here? If you're listening to the repeats, it's probably all dried up and you've forgotten. But today was so wet, floods everywhere. So our band should be given a big special thanks for coming all the way through the rain. They are Trip to Dover. You know, it's almost as if they'd stopped short and landed in the sea today. But they're here, and we're going to be playing us some of their fabulous songs live. If you know Trip to Dover already, well, you may think they're a bit quiet because they are playing acoustically, because we have a very small studio, and but we are going to have the real life Trip to Dover music. And well, because of the terrible weather, we're a little bit behind, so we still have to do a little quick sound check. They're sitting there ready, poised to play. But I'm going to do a quick sound check. And while we do that, I'm going to play you one that was recorded before here, but here in the studio. And I'm going to play this one because it's someone who I saw last night down at the Comedia at the really very good night called How Things Work. There were four acts on. And one of them was the very lovely Sharon Lewis. She is a singer-songwriter and a multi-talented musician. And she came to the Radio Reverb studio not that long ago and recorded some of her new songs, newish songs, which are going to be on her new album, which is going to be coming out sometime in the new year. So I'll play one of those while we do a quick sound check. Here is Sharon Lewis from here with When the River Flows.
Just loving, loving for nothing. You are still you, and I am still me. I still have this heart, and I still can feel. Just loving doesn't mean it's meant to be. Some people they lose their minds. Well, I've lost mine before, but I've learned to go.
That's just me clapping to when Sharon was here live in the Radio Reverb studio. That was called When the River Flows. And that, I think it was. Yes, When the River Flows by Sharon Lewis from here in Brighton and Hove. I don't think she was actually originally here, but, you know, like many of us, she came here and has been here for a while. So that was live in the Radio Reverb studio, recorded some time ago, of course, although I played that because just reminded me to seeing her actually live at the Comedia. At How Things Work last night. Recommended, definitely. Get along to the next one. Very reasonable, too. On the bill, there was the very wonderful Rotate as well. Let's hope we can get them sometime on the show. So this is live, actually. That wasn't live, actually. That was virtually recorded. But we are going to have Trip to Dover live in a minute. We're still trying to get the sound as good as should do to do them justice. And we'll bring you them in a few minutes. I should say that to check out more Sharon Lewis music and find out perhaps when her album is going to be released, her new album, sharonlewis.net, www.sharonlewis.net. So, well, while we work on our sound, I'll play you another song, not recorded here at all, actually, but someone I also saw just up the road at the Blind Tiger just the other night. Band I'd never heard of before, but they're really good. I don't know if we can get them in because they've got too many amplifiers normally, but I'll play their song anyway because you might like it. They're called Tied to the Mast and they're worth going to see live, and this one is called Daydreamer.
Trampolina, I've been living off power bars.
So there you go, very tuneful, and they rock big time, and that is Tied to the Mast, who I'd never heard of, but they're great. There's five of them, let's see, three guitars, bass and drums, and lots of really good singing, actually, it's amazing. So that was called Daydreamer. You can, of course, find them on the internet, they've got various places. Tied to the Mast Brighton found them for me on my searching thing. However... someone you don't have to look anywhere for because they're right here in the studio. It's Trip to Dover. And so let's get names. We were just finding out that the drummer is called Rud. That's too loud. Sorry, that's far too loud. Rud. And in fact, that's not so strange because they're originally from Holland.
Yes.
Indeed. So let's have everyone else's names.
I'm Johannes. I play keys.
And I'm Olga, and I sing and play the guitar.
Indeed. And so, Trip to Dover. You made a trip to Dover, but you didn't stay there, though. You came to Brighton afterwards.
It's all about the trip and then go back to Brighton.
Obviously, what's the trip to Dover is from Brighton, not from Holland, then?
No, we formed 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Brighton.
Oh, I see.
So it's 4 years ago, yeah.
All right, so you weren't like a band in Holland?
No.
Oh, no, I see.
No, we had like proper jobs, if you like, in Holland. And at some point, we were kind of like, well, we actually really love music, and that's what we're really passionate about, so we want to make that work. So we found a one-year music course in England and moved to the UK for that, which was in Coventry, actually. And then after that year, we started the band and then moved down to Brighton because people said like I had a fabulous music scene, which actually is true. And yep, we have been there, so yeah.
Indeed. Okay, well, that's absolutely brilliant. Okay, that just goes to show I got it all wrong. I thought you were, you know, they were playing in Holland, but I don't know why I thought that. But anyway, well, so it's good. So you formed 4 years ago.
Yes.
And you've got a CD,
yes.
An EP.
An EP, yeah.
And you've been touring.
Yeah.
You've been lots of different places. Where have you been lately? And you're still touring as well.
Yeah, we are on autumn tour actually at the moment.
Yeah.
And this autumn tour has actually only German and English dates. But we have played in the USA before and in Holland and Sweden, Czech Republic. But we try to mainly focus on Germany and England. People have try to kind of like talk some sense into us, kind of like, guys, you have to focus a bit more. So
I think when we started out, we were really sure that we wanted to do this, but we had no idea how to do it. And the thing that we knew what to do was just play live, so we just went everywhere, and yeah, everywhere we could play, we played.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the CD in a little while, because it sounds pretty good to me. Some seem to work, but why not play us a song?
Yeah.
And then we'll talk some more.
Yeah.
So what should we have first?
Where was I? Well, we released it as a single last year,
yeah.
Just before we released the EP, and well, it's very different to what it sounds like on the CD, but you might like it. It's acoustic, and we like it because it's a challenge and it's a bit different. So, yeah.
Well, absolutely, we can play it at, you know, later at the end, say for example, so people can hear the
difference, yeah.
The rocking version.
You can download it for free, actually, this song.
That's really? Well, let's see. There you go, bargain. Okay. Yeah. Well, shall we have it then?
Yeah.
I never felt so alone.
stars sing together.
No, thank you very much. That was absolutely lovely. That is Where Was I?
Yes.
And with by Trip to Dover, actually live in the Radio Reverb studio at 5:20 on Saturday the 15th of December.
Yes.
There you go.
Just in the Elstein. And if the Elstein, I wonder, is the Elstein still there or is it underwater? Because
it should be underwater by now, to be fair.
It was getting that way when we were coming
yeah.
in.
I got splashed on the way in, to be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing. Anyway, so that was great. That is the single, latest single from Trip to Dover. However, the actual single itself is kind of louder, I would say.
Yes.
Because it's electric, an electric version. And when you play, and when I saw you, because I saw you not long ago at the Hope.
Yeah.
Up on Queen's Road in Brighton, and so when you played live there, you rocked a lot more. I'd say, you're not saying that wasn't rocking, but in a quieter way, because you have electric guitar and presumably, although there is only three of you, isn't there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So no actual bass player.
No.
I play bass with the keys.
You played as in a la Ray Manzarek of the Doors. Well, he used to have pedals, I think.
Is what
he was famous for playing the bass from the keyboard, I think. Anyway, so you're far too young to know that.
Sorry.
I'll
work on that.
Ask your parents, children. Doors, famous 60s and 70s.
Oh, yes,
rock,
I know
rock
them.
Band from from LA. Jim Morrison. You know, anyway, reminds me, has to keep
Johannes is more into opera. That's why, probably.
Interesting, really.
Yes.
Okay, so that's an interesting influence then to bring to a rock band.
Yeah, it definitely is, yeah. I think as a kid, I sang in opera, in a choir, and I just used to play the piano all the time. But I never really listened to music, and that sort of, meant that I didn't really know so many songs around. You're kind of the opposite. You just listen to music all the time and are highly influenced by loads of bands in the 90s and stuff. And funnily enough, together, that really works, because that sort of, I bring something which I just make up on my own, but you have some what's going on in the music as well, and together
the two things, the sort of originality, which is not sort of like I mean, I have this thing that so much music you hear sounds like other music that's been made already. It's probably quite hard to do that.
It's true. The downside is it's something you're just trying to reinvent the wheel, and you know you can learn loads from others. So I'm getting better.
Okay, so we have the wheel, wheel as it was already sort of efficiently done, and then sort of some new thing that might work, but at least it's different. So you know, okay. So what bands did you like then in the 90s?
In the 90s.
Or when you were listening.
When I was listening. I think the first band I got really into was Roxette. I was kind of like 11 years old, I think. Or 10, I don't know. And I really loved them. And then as I grew like older, like, I don't know, 14, 15 years old, I got really into like punk rock bands. We were just talking about American punk rock bands.
Yeah.
And just like in general, Europe or Belgium and Holland had like a very big alternative scene in the 90s. With, I don't know, lots of like really cool Belgian bands.
Oh, tell us some, because bet no one's ever heard of them.
Really?
Well, maybe they have. Maybe there are cool people out there who know about these things. I've never heard of them.
I think one band that I really particularly liked in the 90s was Case Choice, and they actually, I think they started doing stuff recently again. I really like them. It's like a brother and a sister, I think, with a band around them.
Right. Say that again.
Case Choice. Yeah. So K and then like. Oh, a little comma S.
Oh, K's Choice. K's Choice.
Yes, yeah.
Sorry,
exactly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
K's Choice. Right, look it up.
Yeah.
There, you know, check them out. Well, not after you've heard Trip to Dover some more.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there were lots of good bands around there. Also, like, very good commercial bands at the time in the 90s, and like Rage Against the Machine. And I don't know. I really love that kind of music as well. And it's just, I don't know, like, there was just a very good like gig scene also for like 14-year-olds at that time. Lots of like, I don't know, it's more like, I don't know what it's called, like open youth centers in Holland. So if you're like 13 or 14 years old, you can go in there, and there's like proper bands coming in that are like, you know, in the underground scene are quite big. Well, that was at the time when I was like 14 years old at least.
Yeah, like an underage show.
Underage shows.
I don't know when I was, I don't know about 13 or 14, but when I was 15, we went to see Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah. Wicked.
No one said you can't come.
Yeah.
my friend was so small that someone sort of picked him up and put him on his shoulder walked off with him.
Because nowadays, so many shows are like 18 plus, and I always think it's such a shame because sometimes we speak to people and think, oh, we want to come. It's like, yeah, but it's 18 plus. And it's like,
Well, you know, sometimes you get sort of, you know, ones for, you know, for younger people. In fact, you mentioned Mick from the Pelly Rocco Hotel, who on the Pelly Rocco Platters.
Yeah.
And he had a gig that was for sort of, you know, younger people the other day.
Ah.
But mind you, that's possibly because the band was sort of, you know, 15 or something. The Two Jackals. Hello, Two Jackals, and hello, Mick.
Hello, Two Jackals. Hello, Mick. We love you guys.
Yes. So, do you actually know Mick then, Mick Pennybrocker?
Yeah. Well,
because you said you were on his show.
Yeah, before. We were. Yes. Yeah. It's really cool how that went, because when we were releasing this Vegas and Berlin EP, we were thinking about like what kind of artwork we wanted, what kind of photo shoot we wanted with it. And we had this kind of idea of like a cool, like quirky hotel. So I just kind of like Googled, where in the area, maybe London or I don't know, like there might be a quirky hotel. And then I found like a hotel at Pelly Rocco. Yeah. So I just emailed him, and then he turned into, I didn't know he was really like into music as well. And so it went from there basically. Yeah. So we did the photo shoot there, and then we came on his show and we played on the Great Escape
together,
in May on his showcase event.
Yeah. In the Queen's Hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Goodness, in fact, I think I spoke to you there, actually.
You did, actually.
Yes, because
you were
on it.
And there the puzzle came together.
Exactly, that's how it all went. It all started from you looking for a thing for your album cover.
Yeah.
And then I knew Mick and went down there. Yeah, and and you also had a little tiny CD that was, because I was saying, you know, Mick gave me a vinyl 7-inch thing, which I didn't have a pocket big enough to put in. You know, I sort of went in and said, you know, look, this is ridiculous. Where am I supposed to put this? And you said, I've got a little mini CD. Which was, you know, the perfect thing. Anyway, it all fitted together. It's great. Anyway, cool. Well, that's great. So do you still, you know, are you still friends with him and everything? Did he ever actually have a record label, or was it like Pelly Rocco Discs or anything? Or was that
Well, yeah, he's like bringing out some vinyls. Mm. Like,
oh, yes,
on the
yes.
Pelly, yeah.
Yeah. Running Dogs. And
oh, yes, yes.
I think Two Jackals...
He definitely made a Two Jackals one.
Yeah,
I think. In fact, I think I have it over there. Maybe we'll play that at the end as well. Anyway.
Yeah, wicked. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we have been really busy, so we haven't been around a lot here. Yeah.
No, right.
And then he's a very busy man as well. So
Of course,
I think this week is going to happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've heard the breakfast in Hotel Pelly Rocco is really good.
Okay,
we should
take a break and stuff. So, this tour, when are you off next, and where are you off to next, and how soon, and everything.
Well, tomorrow we're in Brighton, so that's a good start.
are you actually playing in Brighton?
We are, yeah.
Oh, really?
So
on Sunday?
Frog Bar, Sunday night.
What?
Yeah.
That's coming together again. Mind you, you think you planned that, didn't you? You sort of said, can we play before our gig?
I did, actually, yeah.
Which is good. So,
is that true?
Apologies to the people listening on Tuesday or next Saturday, or this Saturday, for listening. This is the Saturday after the 15th, which is the... 22nd of December, or the Tuesday, because anyway, you'll have to wait till Victor Dover
we'll come back.
Yeah.
But if you're listening on Saturday the 15th, you will be able to see Victor Dover at Sticky Marks Frog Bar.
Yeah, tomorrow at 10 o'clock in Middle Street, is it?
Middle Street. Yeah. And what's the name of the night, just in case anyone's out of interest?
It's a night from
Criminal Christmas Bash.
That's the one, yeah.
Club Criminal.
I think there's like 7 bands playing.
Yeah.
7?
Yeah. It starts at 5 o'clock, so live music from early on.
Do you know how much it costs to get in?
It's £8.
That's less than just a bit more than £1 a band.
Yes.
Yeah, which that's true.
Yeah. But you'll be on at 10.
Yeah.
So you can go up 5 and see all the others.
Yeah.
So look it up on the internet for people who want to see who else is playing. Club Criminal, Sticky Marks Frog Bar, 16th of December.
Yes. Or just go to our website, tripdedover.com. You find the links there as well. So
go to there, right.
While you're there, download
that
the song.
That was clever, wasn't it?
No, that was really good. Okay, tell us more about your tour, but let's have another song, I reckon.
Yeah?
Yes. Shall we have?
What shall we play? Yeah.
The Wait?
Yeah? ask once again if this is it. Just hold on. Stars might come crashing down. Just hold on. Stars might come crashing down. Just keep reaching for the moon now. This is it. The wait is over. We were on the edge. We were meant to try.
Worry about your songs translating to the acoustic, because that was sounding really good.
Oh, thank you.
You know, even though I don't even know that one in the electric, but you know, it sounded great.
Yeah.
So that's The Wait, and is that on the CD?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It is, right? Yes. There you go.
Also quite different, but
yeah.
Well, yes.
Yeah, it's a theme, isn't it, today?
Yeah. It is good, because you know, some people, some bands, their acoustic, you know, that doesn't translate quite as much as yours, so that's tremendous. So, Trip to Daddy's, Trip to Dover. This is Trip to Dover. This is live, actually, on Radio Reverb, your community radio station for Brighton and Hove, 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area, and streaming live on the internet at www.radioreverb.com. And I think, actually, oh, speaking of streaming and the internet, if you're trying to listen on your FM radio and you have internet instead, I would go to the internet, because the FM radio, there seems to be a lot of interference on that. And that is probably, you know, not very good at the moment. Do apologise. It's apparently all because the government, bless them, will only let us have a tiny transmitter I think it's for techies out there, it's only 25 watts. Can you imagine? Radio stations in America have 50,000 watts. We get 25. That's a very dim light bulb, I tell you. Yeah. Anyway, and so it's supposed, it's apparently because we're a community radio station, we're not supposed to interfere with commercial radio stations. God forbid. Oops, sorry. Anyway, so we have a tiny transmitter and it's only supposed to reach to the edge of Brighton. And ironically, people in Worthing and Seaford can get it Radio Eva better than people in parts of Brighton because it goes across the sea from on the hill. Whereas if you're behind a hill in Brighton, you can't get it at all. Unless, although, here's an advice for you. If you can rig up some kind of aerial on your radio, that really helps a lot, because I'm right down in a hollow, and I just happen to have a tuner with a huge, big, long aerial on a string thing, and that, I get it perfectly, and it sounds great. So if you can do that, please do. Apologies otherwise.
It's not. Move to Seaford, huh?
Well, move to Seaford, yes, you could. Yes, hello, Seaford.
Hello.
Yes. And Worthing, and everywhere else that people are listening. Anyway, if you're listening in some, anywhere you're listening, why not email studio@radioreverb.com and tell us either whether you can hear us, whether you're enjoying it, or anything, and give us your views, and tell us anything. Tell us what it's like. Is it raining as hard wherever you are as it is here? If you're in Australia, tell us how sunny it is and cheer us up.
Yeah. Well...
So, okay, well, trip to Dover. Then, tell us again. So you've just come back from Germany and other parts of the UK, and you're still touring. Where are you going to go to next after Sticky Marks Fog Bar?
Well, to be fair, it's a bit of a surprise, but we're going to do some surprise shows this week in Brighton. So we visit some open mics and going to do our new songs, which I think no one ever has heard before. So we're going to do that. And then from Thursday, we go to Luton, where we play in the Head Factory. And then on Friday we play in Liverpool.
Lomax.
Yes, in the Lomax. And on Saturday we play in Doncaster.
Wow.
Which is also nice, yes.
That's,
and then
that's travelling.
Yeah. It's nice because it's a place where we have been before. So you kind of like build a little family there as well, which is always a good feeling. Yeah.
That's tremendous, really. Yeah. Wait, is that Doncaster or Liverpool?
All three of them, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because as you say, well, you've been playing for 4 years. And you should have met up. But so how did a kind of punk rocker and an opera singer
ooh, here comes the question
former band, it sounds like, you know, they're lied by lies of story
thing, yeah.
Yeah,
well, it all started in high school.
Oh really? What, in Holland?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You knew each other in Holland. Wow.
The short version is that we were in a school play together.
Right.
And Olga didn't like me at all. You didn't like me at all, basically. But somehow we ended up spending a lot of time together, and you started thinking I was not too bad.
I think. Where have I heard this before? This sounds like.
Yeah. And then, well, I said, long story short, so that's how we came together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we just went, you know, to university in Holland, and we got jobs there. And at some point, we stayed together. And then we thought, like, well, what are we doing with our life? We had a good job, we had a house, we had a car, and everything was going fine. We were thinking, this is not what we want to do. We want to make music. There we went.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and hang on a minute. We should ask Rude. How did you meet Rude? Hello, Rude. How are you doing?
Hi, Rude.
Yeah, we met Rude, I think, 2 years ago, maybe, for the first time.
Right.
We said before, we went to a music college in Coventry.
Right.
That's like a one-year music school. And that's where we sort of met Rude. And then only this spring, actually, you came to play for us.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
So a recent member.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. I was just thinking that it's really great to talk to Dutch people who like music because, you know, I kind of like music from weird foreign places. And, and I've discovered by looking up on the internet that there's this strange little country in South America where they speak Dutch called Suriname or Dutch Guyana.
Yeah.
And this may not be your kind of thing at all, but I think the music from there is brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's because they play sort of like reggae, but they sing it in Dutch. And I don't know whether you ever go to Holland or anything, but it's like I kind of imagine that would be the only place that, you know, I could ever see people like that because they'd never come here. And they have this kind of music called suku or something like that. Anyway, you probably don't know anything about it.
Oh, yeah. it's never too late to learn anything,
is it? No. Anyway, there's these two people. My favourite says Danny Kassin Ramelan and the Rimpt Jangs. And they're fantastic, and they do like reggaeton covers.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's, what's the name, or the other one? Emily Carter-Reggio, She does power ballads in a kind of reggae style.
Nice.
Anyway, but cool. I bet she's more Indonesian, I think. Anyway,
they sing in Dutch?
No. She sings in Malay.
All right.
Indonesian. But Danny Kassen Ramalan, he sings in Dutch, apparently. You're going to Liverpool, Luton and Doncaster next week.
Yeah.
And you said you're going to go and do secret surprise gigs at open mics until Thursday.
Yes.
As well as playing on Monday at the Sticky Mike's Frog Bar.
Sunday we're in the Sticky Mike's.
Oh, Sunday Sticky Mike's Frog Bar. Okay.
We can tell now, yeah, I think. Monday we're in like the Hope for an acoustic set.
Right, okay.
Tuesday we're in the Duke of Norfolk.
Right.
And Wednesday we're in the Beast Mouth. And they're actually open mics as well, so everyone can just come along and perform.
Come along!
Yeah, there we go.
It's fun.
Say that again. Monday.
Monday is the Hope.
The Hope, yep.
Tuesday is the Duke of Norfolk.
Yeah.
And Wednesday is the Beast Mouth.
Fantastic. And is that going to be all acoustic?
All acoustic.
All acoustic,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Wicked. Okay, then. Well, let's see then. So you met at high school, Olga and... Oh, sorry.
Johannes.
And Johannes. And then Ruud joined just recently.
Yep. Yes.
And anyway, so, well, and so is Brighton, you've obviously been in Brighton for 4 years, so it's obviously working, you know, to some extent.
Yeah.
Do you think? You're not thinking, ooh, we better go back to Holland or anything, or go somewhere else?
It's funny, like, when we first came here, we were actually, like, we were just touring everywhere. So our first gig was in the Czech Republic. I think we were playing in a pub in Manchester somewhere during the Great Escape and all things like that. We didn't really realise what Brighton was like, and it's only, like, maybe even the last year, really, that we really learned, like, hey, wait a minute.
Yes,
why are we driving 16 hours to go to some place? Why don't we play here more often?
It's good. It's good if you did play here more often. But then I suppose you can't really have a career just playing in Brighton, and that's something that, you know, is at least you're on the right track because you're off, you know, going off to other places. And
yeah, as long as maybe we've forgotten the local scene a little bit. I think you should really build your local scene and then from go around, like you say, you're totally right there. But we maybe just went everywhere without really having a plan behind it. And
You know, lots of other people, they'd be so lucky, you know, to be able to go and play other places.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And to be fair, you learn loads from it. So I think like all the things we do now, we just learn from being on the road.
I'm aware that we're having so much fun chatting. You're not playing any music.
There we go.
You know, let's do some more songs. Quick,
yeah.
Quick.
Should we play one of the new ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Which one?
The
very new one.
Yeah, the very new one.
Okay, we'll do that. We literally finished a song like 2 days ago, I think. I started working on it last week, and then we finished off yesterday evening.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's very, very fresh. It's the first time ever.
Oh, an exclusive!
Yay! Woo-hoo!
Yay!
Our last night, if this would be the final fight, where all the stars in the sky would fall down, if this would be our last dance, if this would be the final chance to sing the songs of the night, very quiet. Quiet. you.
Hurrah.
Thank you very much.
Very good. And so, what was that called, though?
Our lifelong love song, I guess.
Yeah, we haven't really decided on that, have we?
Is that, you named it, named on the show? That's really good.
Yes, yes, instantly. Yeah.
Lovely. Trip to Dover, live in the Radio Reverb studio. I think we're going to have to try and fit in another live song before we finish.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's think. Oh, yes, we've done where you met and how you started and what you kind of how you got into it. And then where you've been and where you're going. But where would you like to go in the future? This is my other question I'd like to ask, is where would be your favourite place to do gigs in, or, you know, a gig? Have you got any sort of, like, ambitions? And do you, would you like to sort of, you know, be full-time, you know, working at it? Or do you do that already, or, you know?
Yeah, we are. We are contemplating to take a side job, to be honest, because it doesn't pay enough, to be fair. Yeah. But it's an adventure, yeah. We do it full-time at the moment.
Wow. That's amazing. And, that's a rare thing, I'd have thought, with, you know, around these parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess we thought, like, if we really want to make it work and we are really serious about it, then we might as well give that a go, as long as as we are able to do it full-time.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But, okay, so where would you like to, you know, where would you like to play, say, for example, your favourite possible gigs?
Well, I think if we can just dream out loud, I guess, like, well, we have been to America once, and I would really like to go back there. Just also, I don't know, it was really fun to like, tour there and just, I don't know, it was like a big adventure, I guess. But I also really would like to do some more in, I don't know, maybe like Russia or Asia or Japan or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Right.
You know, just like, I don't know.
You see, most people say Glastonbury.
Oh, really? Oh.
That's great.
Mars, I want to go to Mars.
Yeah, exactly, yes, Mars.
No. I would really like to gig in Seaford.
Yeah, well, you don't diss Seaford now.
No.
Okay, that's really interesting to have an international perspective. And do you think that because you're already, you know, you're from Holland, say, that you see Europe as being more of a natural home rather than other sort of British band, English Brighton bands? Do you think?
I think when we started, we didn't see the boundaries at all. Like, our first gig was in the Czech Republic, then we went back to England, then we went to Sweden, and we're like, who cares? It doesn't matter. Like, there's people everywhere who like music, and we just play, and it's great.
Yeah.
I think only later we realized that music industry is sort of national, and a lot of people listen to national charts, so there is some sense in building a national scene, and things work differently in different countries. I think we like to play live to people because that's when the music comes alive, and maybe because that's a drive, it doesn't really matter so much where it is, as long as we can do it together. And
That's very great. Okay, so Russia, and America again. No, but that's great.
Yeah,
but. Here's a funny thing, though, because like Europe and England are sort of like this sort of, it's a continent divided by musical taste. Because like in Europe, there was a thing in October, was it October last year, when there's like number one in almost every country in Europe. It was a song that, you know, didn't really do very well here at all. It's really funny. So I don't know if that makes any sense to talk.
It does. That's definitely true.
Anyway, well, I don't know. Let's have another song, because we still have to play. Where Was I from the record at the end.
All right.
So I think we should have another live one, and then, you know, if there's anything we've left out, like, again, where people can.
We'll do another new one then.
Yeah. Great.
All right.
Which one? I know now.
Oh, you do. Yes, you ready, babe?
Yeah.
Singing this rain.
kissing in this rain. Do you remember the years when the sun rays used to warm my face? Now all I see is a rainy day. And no one sees our tears as piercing cold injects our skin. We go numb from the pain within. Down and down and down the rain keeps falling on me. Down and down and down the cold drops fall. Kissing in this rain.
Thank you.
Did you say rain? Is that because
yeah,
you
said
it's very appropriate?
Quite yes. Appropriate. I realised I was singing. It's like, this is so appropriate.
Yeah. That's absolutely brilliant. So, that it was that called Sometimes You'll. What's it called?
It doesn't really have a title yet.
Another name.
Like,
name.
We have to come up with it now.
Kissing in the Rain.
Kissing in the Rain, yeah, I guess. Good. Yeah, that would be appropriate.
That sounds good, yeah.
We'll stick with that. Yeah.
That's lovely.
You just found a title for a new song, Donald.
Woohoo, yes. That's tremendous. Okay, wonderful. Trip to Dover.
Yeah.
And that was wonderful. So Trip to Dover, live in the Radio Reverb studio. It's coming up to 6 o'clock and it's Saturday, the 15th of December, 2012. Yes. So Trip to Dover, thank you so much. Olga, Johannes and Rud on the drums.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you very much, Rud. An unsung hero in the background there, taking pictures too. So we'd hope look forward to seeing them.
Yes.
So also, don't forget to go and see Trip to Dover on Sunday, the 16th of December, at the Sticky Mike's Frog Bar.
Yeah.
It's the Club Criminal
Christmas Bash.
Christmas Bash, 5 p.m. Doors open. Trip to Dover, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or otherwise, check them out at any of the 3 open mic nights on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Though, which was the Duke of Norfolk's and
the Bees Mouth.
There you go. Yeah. All great places to go. Well, so thank you so much for coming along.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And playing, it's great. And maybe you'll come back again.
It'll be awesome.
Soon.
Yeah, it was
maybe,
fun.
Maybe we can try and, you know, actually get the full electric sound.
Yeah.
We can work out how to do it. So that's wonderful. Let's play out with Where Was I, which is on Trip to Dover's EPCD called Vegas and Berlin, available in all good record shops and from their website on the internet, which is
triptodover.com.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Here is Where Was I, actually on the record, by Trip to Dover.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, by the way, you've been listening to Live Actually on Radio Reverb. I'm Donald Shire, and I'll be back next week. If there's any time, I'll play out with a tiny bit of Danny Kassen Ramelang and the Rintjangs from Suriname with Pai Makol. Goodbye.
I never felt so alone. I never felt so alone. I never felt so alone.
Dalam sane pak, dalam sane.
Mau dikompulo ice kotot awa eh.